Did you know this is what we call Heritage Sunday? It's also United Methodist Heritage Sunday, but it's also Bethel United Methodist Church Heritage Sunday as we reflect back on our history from 1834. What a joy. It's an interesting celebration, and we're glad that we could be a part of it. We will not meet in the church this Sunday. We'll meet down at the Bethel Pond. The Bethel Pond is down where Pat and Don Singletary live. They let us use the facility for different events, Sunrise Service, Heritage Sunday. I just thinking about what we are going to do at Heritage Sunday. You know, I often wondered about names, and the name of Bethel comes from the Old Testament. It means a significant place of worship. So what else may be in our historical future might look at and say, why did the Bethel Church settle in its current location? Do you ever wonder, if we started at the pond, why are we in our current location? Church history records the names of the ministers serving in this area from the year 1838 forward, with meetings being held in the homes in a small log schoolhouse situated about a mile north of current Bethel Church. But in 1847, there was a deed for 2 acres of land on which was to erect a meeting house, was what they called it then. They didn't call it a church. And it was given to the group of trustees by Joseph and Theresa Hale. And a small frame church was built on the site where we worship now. Isn't that interesting? But you know, I was thinking, if you look on the website too, Phil has done a tremendous job putting the history of a lot of things on there. And if you click on the Bethel United Methodist Church in big letters, it'll take you to the resource page. And on the resource page is a video that has been put together by United Methodist with Heritage in mind. It's a 10-minute video or so. You will be blessed to go and to look at that. So we're going to have worship at the pond this week, and I was thinking, you know, I listened to the message that I've already recorded, is why do we belong to a church? And I gave my own insights in there and maybe some thoughts and different things about why we should belong to a church. But I want to give you some other reasons. Now, those were reasons to belong to a church. I want to give you 6 reasons now why you should trust God and be on His team. Everybody wants to be on a team. I want to be on God's team. So here's some reasons why you should be on God's team. He knows your name. The second thing is He thinks about you. The third thing is He will fight for you. And the fifth thing is that He has a plan for you. And the last thing, He is your refuge. Now those are 6 reasons, good reason, to trust God. But you know, I want to give you one more. I want to give you number 7. It's a bonus. You know, 7 in the biblical traditions means is God's perfect number. And the one I want to give to you now, that He is always with you. He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And through the gift of the Holy Spirit, He is with us always. Wow. You know, we have Pentecost Sunday coming up on June the 5th. But next week is what we call Ascension Sunday. And Jesus said that He had to go home to be with the Father, but He was going to send one greater than Him, which is the Holy Spirit. What a joy it is to have that personal love relationship with God through the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. Well, we have a lot of things to pray about, a lot of things going on in the world, and if you just follow the news, you know, it's really, really crazy out there. So we got to lift up one another, we got to encourage one another, and we got to pray for one another. Now, I don't know specifically what prayer requests that we have, but you can go and look at the bulletin or on the home page of the Bethel webpage. You can click on the bulletin and it'll bring you up, and it's got all the prayer concerns that we have listed there, and those are all important, and we're grateful that we're able to be in a time of intercessory prayer. But we don't really know sometimes what to pray about. That is what the most wonderful thing is about the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, God quickens in our spirit, and we can pray anywhere, anytime. You can call it a silent prayer if you want, because if you're thinking and your beautiful brain is connecting with your spirit and you got somebody on your mind, God knows, because He is always with us. So when you think of somebody and you want to say a prayer for them, just say, "Lord, I'm thinking of so-and-so, and I want to say a prayer for them." But I think it's probably one of the most important things is to learn to pray for ourselves. Do you know Jesus in John chapter 17, we think of the Lord's Prayer, which I'm going to recite with us here in a moment, is the Lord's Prayer. But really, and it comes down to this, the real Lord's Prayer is in John chapter 17. Read John chapter 17 sometime. You will find that Jesus not only prayed for himself and his disciples, he prayed for future disciples. Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, prayed a prayer for us. We are the future disciples. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. But read John chapter 17 yourself sometime. You will be truly, truly blessed. So with that, I will say that we are celebrating Heritage Sunday. Hope and pray that you can make it to the pond and celebrate with us. It's also a time when we will have a Gideon speaker come to be with us. His name is Chris Buchanan. He's a deputy sheriff from Gulf County, and we're excited about that. And pray for Chris as he travels from Gulf County up to be with us on Sunday. But did you know our history and the Gideon history all is in the 1800s, and it's been a long time spreading the gospel. But again, I remind you, I hope you go onto the website and click onto the resource page by clicking on the big letters of Bethel United Methodist Church and watch that video. I learned some things in that video that I did not know before, and I studied Methodist history in seminary. I don't know who put that video together, but it is well done, and it gives us a better understanding. One of the things that was mentioned in that video that I did not know, Ulysses S. Grant, who also became a president, he made a statement one time, there is three parties in the United States of America. You got the Democrats, you got the Republicans, and the Methodists. Wow, we've had a big influence beyond the founding of our country. We ought to be glad about that. So I want to just thank you on this special time of Heritage Sunday. Well, Father, we do want to lift up the concerns and the prayers. Intercessory prayer is so important. Well, we'd like to close this little segment with the Lord's Prayer. Join me in an attitude of prayer. Our Father, in which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I like that translation. It's in the King James. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good day.